Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is another episode in our Consistency 365 series, where we are talking about what it looks like to execute consistently in the typical everyday life. I shared this in the Primal Potential Facebook group the other day that I had a conversation with a family member last week about their health, and we were very much on the same page about what it would look like to improve health. And this person said to me, "It's just really hard though, because I'm cooking for just one person." It struck me because I've heard every variation of that, meaning I've heard from somebody who says, "Well, it's hard because I'm not cooking for just one person. I have a spouse who eats differently," or "It's hard because I have young kids," or "It's hard because my kids are grown," or "It's hard because I go out a lot," or "It's hard because I don't go out a lot." And it made me think of something I've noticed in myself. I've caught myself several times saying things like, "It'll be easier when the twins can hold their own bottles," or "It's harder because the twins can't sit up on their own," or and this was happening when the girls were in the NICU, like, "Well, it'll be easier when they're all home, and it'll be easier, you know, once we get to this particular point." It's no different than saying, "Well, it's hard because I'm cooking for one," or "It's hard because my kids are little." Understand that there is somebody who thinks that's what makes it easier. Like, there are a ton of ways in which it was way easier when the twins were in the NICU, right? And there are a lot of ways where it was easier before Roman could run around, or before Roman could talk, or any number of different things. What does this have to do with consistency? If we are convincing ourselves of why it's hard, we are missing the opportunity to simply, without emotion, without judgment, without assigning it or labeling it as hard or easy or easier or harder, we're missing the opportunity to just execute. When I recognize this tendency in myself to be like, "Oh, well, it'll be easier when," or "It's hard because," here are a few things I told myself. Number one, it might be easier when XYZ happens, but it probably won't be because there's going to be some other factor that comes into play then that isn't in play now. Or I remind myself it doesn't help me in any way to label where I am right now. That is a distraction from action. Saying it's hard, or it's harder than before, or it's easy, or it's easier than before. The labeling is a distraction from action. And then the third thing that I remind myself is, why would I ever argue for what makes something more challenging now, or pine for some future point other than now when I've made up this story that it would be easier? I mean, that isn't what it looks like for me to show up as a creative, energetic problem solver. What I want to do, and what I want this family member to do, is to constantly be saying, "How can I make it great right now?" It is a distraction from action to say, "Well, it's hard because," or "It'll be easier when." What can I do to execute to the best of my ability now? And everything else is a distraction. It could be easier down the road. It could be easier for somebody else. It doesn't matter. That is a distraction from action. What do I need to do to execute at the best of my ability today? I feel so fortunate to be able to have these conversations on a regular basis with folks that I coach, that I'm in a relationship with, where they bring to me what feels challenging, or where they feel stuck, or where they're having trouble creating a breakthrough. Because sometimes we just need somebody else's perspective. It is very hard to see our own flawed thinking for ourselves, especially early in the journey. It's this saying, like, fish doesn't know it's in water. You've always thought this way, so you don't necessarily see it as an option, or you don't necessarily see clearly what the other options are and how they might be more helpful or more valuable. So I throw that out there because I know some of you would benefit tremendously from something like the consistency course. And I want you to be honest with yourself about if your approach and the way that you're going about things now is working for you, because our time is limited, right? We don't have an unlimited long life to figure this stuff out. We don't. And in the meantime, the longer that it takes us to figure it out, the more that we miss out on in terms of health, in terms of confidence, in terms of fulfillment, in terms of enjoyment of life, in terms of so many things. So you can check out resources and links in the show description, and I will see you tomorrow.